Here we go. Let's go to God's Word. We'll conclude our sermon series today on imminent storm, last days, end time events. And again, I enjoy this topic. I could talk about it. You can't help but see the news, and it's just right before you seemingly all the time, especially right now in our world. Our world, I tell you what, is like a world on fire. And we're trying to make peace treaties. We still have hostages being held by Hamas. You understand that? American hostages. Okay, you're going to make a peace treaty with these kind of people? It's ridiculous. Okay? And it's funny. It doesn't seem to be happening. But who wants another big war? But I tell you what, stuff's going on. Ukraine is now hitting deep into Russia, and Russia's not appreciating, you know, what's happening perhaps, and being shot and killed with American weapons. But we sit over here acting like we're good. But we see all those Navy ships and vessels and submarines and air carriers all positioned in the Middle East, and just at any moment, boom, who knows? And you might say, well, why do you talk about stuff like that? Well, because the book of Revelation and God's Word talks about a final battle that will culminate over in Israel. And it's just really remarkable to think that Israel was not even a nation again until 1948 in your lifetime. It was for almost 2,000 years. It's the only nation of its kind where it was not a nation at all, and people from around the world that were Jewish came back to their homeland. The rebirth of a nation. It happened in much of your lifetime. 1948. I was born in 62, so. But I've seen it with my own eyes as well. Been there multiple times, traveled to the Holy Land. So anyway, the point is that a lot of stuff's going on that points to end time events or last days. Do we know when that is? Yes or no? No. But are we told to be watching? Are we told to be ready? And are we told to be doing? Let's do that. We'll finish up today with a message on the imminent storm, last sermon in the series. Raj, go ahead. Hit it, buddy. See what we can find. We've seen a lot of storms coming our way in this series. I haven't talked about all of them, but we've seen some stuff. We have seen some stuff. And if anybody knows storms, it's this area right here. We know some storms, but a big one is coming. And the Antichrist, the false prophets, Satan himself, destruction upon the earth. And today we're going to learn. We're going to learn to not just fight back, but to fire back. What can we do? Okay? So here we go. Roger's done some stuff for me. I tell Roger I want him to do stuff. That's all I can do. He comes to my office. I study. I have my notes. I'm ready. Then he and I chit-chat, and I say, I want you to make this message my scriptures point so that people can see it, and I want it to get in your heart. Amen. We do this every week. He and I have been doing it for over 20 years. Me and him, me and that guy right back there. And his labor is not in vain in the Lord. What he does helps you get the Word of God. Yes or no? You're not, I don't mind, I like you bringing your Bible. Bring your Bible. But it's nice when I can use a lot of scripture. You're not fumbling around or having to wait all day. And you can see it with your own eyes. You can hear me holler it at you and scream it at you. And hear you, have you say it with me. And before you know it, you start learning God's Word. It starts getting in your heart. And I appreciate it. So I asked him, I said, buddy, I said, on this sermon, can you give me a guy or somebody? I want us to shoot back some light into the darkness. When I'm talking about firing back in the last days, I'm not talking about fighting, guys. I'm talking about our world is a dark world. We need to send some light into this world. We are the light of the world. Did Jesus call us that? A city that's set on a hill can't be what? Can't be hid. You don't take your candle and put it under a basket so nobody in the room can see it. That's crazy. Turn on the light. Okay, and then cover it up. You're a crazy person. You have your light so people can see it. I want us to fire back light into Englewood, Port Charlotte, Venice, into our families, into our homes. Okay? So that's my title today of the message, Firing Back. Firing Back. Wow, there's some fire going on. Good job, buddy. Here we go. Let's keep looking. So firing back. Let's go to God's Word. That's how we're going to fire back. Amen? Jesus told us, say those words right there. Be what? Watching, be what? And be what? One more time. Be what? Watching, ready, and? Okay. So we need to be firing back as we see these days approaching. Now there's a scripture over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. It says, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have died or who are asleep. But we believe that when Jesus comes again, they will be raised and we will be caught up together with him to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord, and we're to comfort one another with these words. Amen. I butchered that a little bit, but that's pretty much it. Okay? Well, then you go to chapter 5. That's chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians. Then you flip the page and you go to chapter 5. And that's what I'd like to do today. I'd like to finish up this series with a chapter dedicated to what should we do concerning these last days and these things that we're seeing right now with our own eyes. Y'all with me so far? So let's look at it. The Apostle Paul writing. Now much of this has been the words of Jesus, but when you've got Paul's words, you've got Jesus' words. That's the Word of God. Paul says, but of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. And I can say this to you. I can say this to you. If you've been with me for several weeks, you know there's coming a day when judgment's going to take place on this earth. All hell's going to break loose. It's going to happen, much of it, in the Middle East. The United States isn't mentioned in the Bible. What does that mean? It could mean horrific things. It could mean nuclear war, where we're wiped out. Is that a possibility, yes or no? Of course it's a possibility. I have never until now heard Russia, especially Russia, other nations talk about using nuclear weapons to fight back. And actually, fight back against America. You've got former President Trump, talking about building an iron dome over this country. Like it's over Israel. Now, Israel's a tiny little area. It's a big area we have. But back in the day, you had President Reagan talked about something like that. But it just shows that, and World War III. How many have heard of World War III lately on your news? Has anybody said that or heard it? Yes or no? We didn't hear much about that until recently. Got it or not? These are perilous times we live in. We need to be ready. We need to be watching and ready and doing. Okay? So, Paul said, I've talked to you about this stuff. I can say I've talked to you about this stuff. Verse 2, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord is going to come as a what? A thief in the night. You know that. I've hammered that into your head for several weeks. We don't know when it is. It could be today. I have no idea. But it's going to come as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, I don't know how you negotiate with terrorists. Do you? I know you don't, but I don't know how you do it. Come on, terrorists, let's get in the room. We talk peace. Whole time they want to kill you. And anything they're thinking about peace is how they can use this peace to kill you. That is not a good starting point for peace agreements. But we're talking peace. How many have heard that lately in the news? Peace, peace, going to get a treaty, going to get peace, going to get some peace, going to get some peace. When they shall say peace. And we didn't talk about it, but in the last days, there will be a peace treaty. And it looked like it's holding for about 3.5 years. And all hell will break loose. And that peace treaty will be broken. It's crazy. The Bible says in the last days when they say peace and safety, say that with me. Then what? Sudden destruction comes, keep going, upon them, keep reading, as travail upon a woman with child. And they shall not what? This idea of a woman with child, last days, looks, we can see things. There's birth pains. Looks like that baby's coming, getting closer. End time events. And this verse meant something to me. Back that up, buddy. That last verse meant something to me special, that verse number 3. Because last days are like my daughter, Elise. I went with her to her doctor's appointment on Wednesday a week ago. And I never have been. Her husband was working. She came to drop off Shore at the house. I just got back from a trip. I mean, literally, 30 minutes. 12 hours driving. But I felt good. Felt good. And she dropped Shore off, and Kim's there. And they didn't even know I was going to come in, to be honest with you, at that time. I didn't want her. Her bed was this way out here. I don't know how you drive a car. So I said, I'll go with you and we'll take my big truck. And you can sit over there where there ain't no steering wheel. So I took her. I had a good time. I did take my big, like, 32-ounce metal cup full of Diet Pepsi in there with me to the hospital. I asked her, I said, is it okay if I take this or should I not? No, it's good, it's good. So I go into the big waiting room. Nurses are all here at the station. It's a hospital up in Venice, that big new one on Laurel Road. And if I didn't sit there, Kim called me on the phone while I'm sitting there. It startled me. I threw my cup. It went everywhere, all over that room. We're talking half a liter of soda, or one whole liter. Unbelievable. I'm on the floor cleaning it up. That's after driving. But anyway, it was funny. I went to the doctor's appointment with her, to the nurse. They did the ultrasound. They shoot that jelly on her belly. I got a little queasy. This is hard, what I'm doing. I did get a little queasy. And so I was like, I gotta go. And then I saw the baby on the screen moving all around. And I think I got even more queasier. But then we go to see the doctor. And the doctor says, this is going to have to be a C-section. Because she had a C-section before. And the baby is big. Big. And I get even more queasy. Shh. Just don't talk about it. But anyway, so long story short, he scheduled a date. The 30th of August. Yeah. Baby's coming. 30th of August. Well, Alex comes up to me last week on the stage before I preach early, and he says, your daughter went into the water broke. So you know what happened? I got queasy again. I'm telling you, man, it's rough. Pray for me. But, you know what? I go home after church. I loved on people like I do. Of course, I was very concerned because he said that baby will not come. Nah, be a C-section. So I get home, I get me a little something to eat, a chicken salad sandwich. Nothing much, because I'm queasy. Yeah, and I'm sitting there and I get a phone call. And Wilson says, well, she's here. So the baby came in an hour we weren't thinking. And it came in a way that the doctor wasn't thinking. Came naturally. Okay? And there was a lot of pain, there was a lot of hurting, she said, a lot of screaming. But that's the idea of the coming of Christ. You have no clue when the baby's coming. You need to get right with the Lord today. You hear me? And you could die today, I could die today. We need to be ready. You hear me? That's why that verse means something to me. Sudden destruction is coming as a travail upon a woman with child. They should not escape. We don't know. Okay? Keep looking. I got to go now after such long stories. But you, brethren, are not in darkness. You're not in darkness. You're not in darkness. I've been talking to you for multiple weeks now. You're not in darkness about this. This will happen. Christ will come again. The world as you know it will end. It will. I don't understand it all, but we have a lot of details about it. We need to be ready. And for sure, you're dying, I'm dying, or we're going. But also, just as sure, hell is a real place. You can wish it away, but you know the facts. I've told you God's word. We don't have to get overtaken. That day shouldn't overtake us like a thief. Amen. You're children of light. Light. We're children of the day. We're not of the night. We're not of darkness. Maybe we used to be. But we're God's children. We're children of light. Therefore, don't sleep, man, as do others. Say that part with me, verse 6. But let us what? And what? And be sober. Be sober-minded. For they that sleep in the night. Whatever. Who cares? Those that are drunk in the night. Okay, don't be a fool about these things. Well, I believe the Bible. I like John 3:16, but I don't believe this other part. That is a crazy person. Believe the Lord. Believe His Word. Believe all of it. Then verse 8. Say this out loud with me. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Now just stop right there. When you hear that breastplate of faith and you hear that helmet of salvation, what does that immediately remind you of if you know your Bible a little bit? It reminds you of what? The armor of God. The armor of God. Absolutely. Absolutely. So it did me as well in my office. So I want to go to Ephesians chapter 6. So we're to put on the whole armor of God as it pertains to end times, last days. What is that? What does that look like? I just want to put it up, and this is just me in my office writing. Now, this is the Word of God. This ain't me, okay? Wherefore, take unto you the whole, what? Armor of God. We're talking last days. We're talking about firing back. That this day doesn't take us as a thief. That it doesn't come like a, you know, we think it's coming down the road and it happens over here, like Elisa's baby did. Okay? Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the what? In the what? In the evil day. Or in the last days. And having done all to what? To stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And have on the breastplate of righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. See that? Truth, righteousness, peace. Say that out loud. Truth. Righteousness and peace. Keep reading. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the what? The Word of God. And praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. In the last days, that's what we need to do. I want to look at that just a minute. It's not that hard. Roger and I worked on this. He did more work than me. But I just started thinking about it. That armor of God. Last days. And here's what I wrote down and just started thinking. Jesus Christ is He is. Those words that I had. Jesus Christ is. You ain't. The church ain't. I ain't. We need to put on Jesus Christ. He is what? Truth. He is what? 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 And He is what? Jesus. Jesus is all those things. I need to put on Jesus. In these last days, my life is hid with Christ in God. I need to put on Jesus. And I want to break that down a little bit. Jesus Christ is truth. This is just my words. But would you say them with me? Jesus is my what? See, anything else is a lie, guys. I'm a good person. That ain't the truth. I believe in this other God. That ain't the truth. I go to church. That'll get me in. Lie! Put on Jesus. He's the way. He's the what? Truth. And the life. No man can come to the Father but by Him. Stop believing a lie. Last days, need to put on some truth. He's my Savior. Righteousness. Say that with me. Jesus is my what? He's the one that died on the cross. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. All you and me do is we keep sinning. We're not righteous. Our righteousness is as filthy what? Rags. There's none good. No, not how many. So, He's my sacrifice. I need to put that on. I don't understand the armor of God. Well, I'm glad I'm with you this morning. It's all in Jesus. You're big on Jesus, Gary. Oh, yeah. He's everything. Peace. Jesus is my what? He's my security. He's my security. You need peace with God, and only one can give you that, Jesus Christ. You try to make peace with a holy God coming in your own righteousness or your own strength. We pray in whose name? Take a wild guess. Jesus' name. He's my peace. He's my security. When all hell breaks loose, when I don't think I can make it, He's the one that holds me together. Y'all hear me? It's what the armor looks like to me. Faith. Faith. The Bible says take the shield of faith. Jesus is my what? He's my shield. My faith is in Jesus. Bible says, for by grace you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Any faith I have, God gave me that. Are you kidding me? Jesus is my faith, but He's my shield of faith against the fiery darts of the wicked one. Salvation, the helmet of salvation is the armor. Jesus is my what? He's my strength. I stand in Him. I'm saved because of Him. The devil ain't my daddy anymore. My sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west. My name is written in the Lamb's book of life. It's all because of Jesus. He is my strength. That's the armor of God. The Word of God. The Word of God. Taking you the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Jesus is He's my source. This book, the Word of God, He gave me. That is the source of my strength. If you hide God's Word in your heart, it brings light into your life. It'll help you not sin against the Lord. You hear me? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the what? It's my source. Well, so-and-so on the TV show said such-and-such. I could give a rip. What's the Bible say? That's my source of strength. If you speak something other than that to me, I'm going to be suspect of it and you. You hear me or not? Got a word from the Lord. How about the word of the Lord? Yes or no? It's amazing how many people can come up to me and tell me, Jesus told me this, but you can't tell me 1 Thessalonians 3:4. Once you know the word of God, I might listen to some of your other words. I mean, I know that's strong. I don't give a hoot. Last days, hard times, I'm going to put on Jesus. I ain't putting on your words. Prayer. Prayer was the last piece of the armor. Prayer. Jesus is my what? He my supply. Now, this is just me writing, guys. This is just me in my office. And I wanted all S's so you might could remember them. And you know what? It really wasn't that hard. That's how big Jesus is. He is my whole armor. Gary, what are you trusting in? Jesus. He's my whole armor. He's my everything. Got it? Say those out loud with me. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my sacrifice. Jesus is my security. Jesus is my shield. Jesus is my strength. Jesus is my source. Jesus is my supply. And my admonition to you is this right here. Pop it, Raj. Jesus is my armor. How do you fire back? And we're almost done. How do you fire back in the last days? Well, God hasn't appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. God wants every boy, girl, man, and woman saved. He's not willing any should perish. But we must believe. We must call on the name of the Lord, and we must believe in Him. But that's God's will. God has not appointed you to a place of wrath. That's not what He wants for your life. Amen? Okay? Now, some people use this verse to say that, you know, that the coming of Christ will come before the end of the tribulation period. They use that verse. And I understand where they're coming from. But verse 10 says, who died for us, that whether we what? Whether we live or die. So even though they use that verse, it sounds like some dying in that next verse. It's just interesting. Whether we live or die, we should live together with who? Guys, the timing is not the thing. The timing is not the part that matters. That's going to happen as a thief in the night. What matters? Do you have the armor of God on? Are you ready? Are you watching? Are you doing something about it? Firing back. Firing back. Let's read the rest of the scriptures and see what we can find. We're going to read that chapter. We're done. It's not long. Hang in there. Come on. Let's go on the offense. Y'all ready or not? Armor of God on. Let's go on the offense. With Jesus being my armor. How do I fire back? Let's look at it. Say it out loud with me. Last days, how do I bring light to a dark world? Say that out loud with me. Be a what? Be an encourager. That's what your armor is going to do for you. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together. Edify one another, even also as you do. We beseech you, brethren, to know them that labor among you, that are over you in the Lord, that admonish you. You might know it, but I'm always trying to thank God for people serving the Lord with me. Whether it's the band or Miss Karen or it's our ushers or it's the hospitality or it's Miss Edna at the door or it's you guys doing the Bible studies and doing all that you do in hospitality, whatever you do. Guys, I want to be a blessing to you. You hear me? That's why we're here. We're here to encourage. Church can be so discouraging sometimes. You hear me? Yes or no? Some of the meanest people I've ever met been in church. Lie about you like a dog. Gossip. That's not welcome here. There's plenty of places you can go and do that and have a happy life. But as you do that, I want to tell you a secret. People can't stand you. They can't stand a gossip. They can't stand a liar. They can't stand a hypocrite. So keep smoking whatever you're smoking. We want to be a blessing here. Amen or oh me. And you're like, well, you just want a blessing. Well, it goes to me back. Number one, I'm telling the truth because I got Jesus on. Come on. Esteem them highly in love for their work's sake. The people that serve with you and me. Be at peace among yourselves. Quit the fighting. We exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, like I just did in case you were here. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. Encourage people. What can I fire back in this dark world? I can fire back some encouragement. Amen. It's a fight. See that none render evil for evil to any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. So be an encourager. What else, Raj? Let's fire back. Be what? What? I can't. I'm a Christian. It's ridiculous. Be happy. Rejoice evermore. We're talking about firing back. This is the last chapter after Paul wrote about Christ coming in times. This is what we're supposed to be. Look at the next one. Number 3. Pray all the time. Pray without ceasing. Be in a spirit of prayer. That ain't goofy. That ain't goofy. Thank you, Lord. Thinking about Him. He wants you to live your life, but He wants you to live your life with Him inside of you. Amen. It's good stuff. Last day light. Firing back. Give thanks for what? Be a thankful person. Be thankful. Be grateful for what you got. Be a grateful person in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This was last day's instructions. Fire back light into the dark world. 5. Love people. You might wonder, where's that in that verse? Quench not the spirit. God is love. And when you don't love people, you have quenched Him. I don't care what you say. When you don't love people, there's one thing that will quench the spirit. You think, well, if I do something wrong, I'm going to quench the spirit. If I don't live right, I'm quenching the spirit. I'm not saying we shouldn't do right and live right. But I'm going to say the biggest thing is to love people. Did you hear me? Because you can say you do this and do that and do that, but if you don't have love, you are what? Nothing, the Bible says. Love people. Last days, fire some love back. 6, honor the preaching of God's word. Despise not preaching. Some of you probably mad at me, and I can't wait for him to shut up. Well, happy birthday. I just gave you a scripture up there. You're supposed to want to eat up the preaching of God's word, not spit it out. Eat it up, man. Don't despise God's word. Especially when we get up and preach it or teach it. We don't get it perfect, but realize that. And God will bless you. Number 7, say that out loud. Keep what? Keep holding on, baby. Send some light out there in the world. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't stop. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Number 8. Do your very best. Fire that into the world. So many people don't give a hoot anymore. Be one of those that does. Be one of those that, instead of waiting on somebody to say hello to you, you be the one that says hello to them. Instead of waiting on the wife, well, if she loved me, she'd come over and kiss me. Get your fat tail out of the chair and go kiss her. I got to watch my mouth, don't I? You hear me? Be a doer, man. Do something. Do your best. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Last days. Put on Jesus. See if you don't do better with that. Number 9. Remember that God is good and God is faithful. And the very God of peace will sanctify you wholly. I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. Say it with me. Unto the what? Coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He that's called you, and He's the one that's going to do it. You put Him on. Remember, God is faithful and good. We're firing back. Raj, how are we doing? Let's do a quick review and we're done. Be watching, be ready, be doing. What we learned this morning? Well, we learned that Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my sacrifice. Jesus is my security. He's my shield. He's my strength. He's my source. He's my supply. I'm going to put on Him. I'm going to put on Jesus. Jesus is my what? That's what we learned today. You try to fire back without Jesus. All those things I put on the screen, from encouraging to being happy and all those different things, guys. Without the armor, without Jesus on, you're going to have a lot of trouble with it. You put on Jesus, see if you don't get better. Be an encourager. Be happy. How can I fire back? Pray all the time. Give thanks for everything, even the little things. Love the snot out of people. Honor the preaching of God's word. Keep holding on. Do your very best. And know that God is good and God is faithful. Let's thank the Lord for His word. Amen. We're done. Boom! Yeah!